You know, on The Sullivan Show, we get to cover just about everything. News, art, debate, phone-ins and special guests. But, you know, one of my favourite slots is when I get the chance to have a bit of a rant. And this week, oh, I was blowing my top Sully style. From council health and safety gone mad, poppy collection boxes, Scrooge cancelling Christmas, and don't kids just drive you mad.
Dean Sullivan's getting it off his chest.
It's only a quickie, This is my rant for today. OK, I did have something else I found, but I put that at the back of the folder because I might save that for later in the week, because I came across this one and I thought, oh, this takes the biscuits. Wait till you hear this one. OK, give you a little bit of background on this. This is a council, right, a local council. Where are they? Somewhere, I'll find out where they are. Gosport. Where's Gosport? Where's Gosport? Is that in Wales? Anyway, this council have threatened to take householders to court, right, with the threat of eviction. Yeah? Eviction. One of the residents involved in this, she says, oh, it just seems to go over the top, she said. Just seems to go over the top. The council has said that if residents, tenants, they're going to be breaking the terms of their lease if they don't do what they're telling them to do. OK? Do you know what it's all about? Oh, and somebody here from the Royal Society for the Prevention of Accidents says, the use of common sense and balance is much more reasonable than following mindless moves towards absolute safety. OK? Residents in a block of flats have been told to get rid of... Are you waiting for this? Residents in a block of flats have been told to get rid of their doormats. Do you know what? I think you think I'm making this up sometimes. Honestly, I'm reading it out of the paper. They've been told to get rid of their doormats in case, wait till you hear this, in case someone trips over them. This is unbelievable. Council officials are sat there going, do you know what? I think we should send a letter out. And I think we should actually threaten to evict tenants if they don't move that doormat. Shouldn't have a doormat there because someone might trip over it. Have you ever heard the like of that one? Doormats! Someone might trip over them. Oh, get a life. It's making my blood boil.
Dean's Rant, proven to reduce blood pressure and help calm the nerves. To be taken daily, ideally swallowed whole or with an occasional pinch of salt.
Yes, time for a bit of a rant, folks. Yes, this is the one that caught my eye in the paper. Usual thing, you know, go through the morning's papers when I get into work. It's always something that catches my eye that makes me think, oh my godfathers, the way some people behave, you wouldn't believe it. Anyway, here we go. What paper was this in? Daily Star. This is a person who's actually branded the meanest man in Britain. OK? The meanest man in Britain. And what they've done is they've captured his image on, you know, CCTV that they have in shops. OK? In shops, yeah. So he's not named because they don't actually know who he is, but you can see his face quite clearly, you know. So I suppose if the picture was circulated, I think this picture should be put up on billboards around the country, actually. Yeah? And on the sides of buses, you know what I mean? On the back of taxis, that sort of thing, yeah? This fella's big, fat, ugly mug. Because I'll tell you for why. Well, shop worker Christine Markham, when she saw it, she said, he's scum. Right? He's scum. Because basically what he's done, you can see him, you can actually see him doing it here, okay? He's the Britain's meanest thief. Captured on CCTV, snatching, wait for this one. Wait for this, a Poppy Day collection box on Remembrance Sunday. Did you buy a poppy yourself this year? I'm sure many of you did. I certainly did. I bought quite a few, actually. Here he is on CCTV, snatching a Poppy Day collection box on Remembrance Sunday. The coward, it says in the paper, took £30 given to help Britain's heroes and their dependents from a shop in Wantage in Oxfordshire. Wait till you get this, though. Also captured on CCTV. Wait till you get this one. He only came back a few minutes later to return the empty box and put it on the counter. sort of a thief are you? I agree with that shop worker, Christine Markham. She says he is scum. Wish we could find out who he is. Wish we could name and shame him. There he is on the picture. Fancy doing that. Not only did he snatch the box, steal the money, 30 quid, he had the cheek to bring the box back. Scumbag. Making my blood boil.
Dean Sullivan's getting it off his chest.
It's only a few of the things catching my eyes. You know the way if you work for a company, you know, a long-established, successful company, usually when Christmas time comes along, just having a sip of water, when Christmas time comes along, get a bit of a bonus, don't you? You know, or take you out for a meal, or whatever. Well, this particular company, it's a city centre based, it's an insurance company, insurance giant, Unisys. Okay, they took over the administration of the 2.4 million Royal and Sun Alliance policies. Yeah, right, so it's a big company, got a lot of money. Well, they've stunned, this company has stunned its workers. Usually, traditionally, at Christmas time, they give them a £20 bonus as a thank you to the workers so they can put the money towards their seasonal night out. Well, earlier in the year, apparently, the staff at this company were told that the payment was going up to £25. Right? So they've all gone out, they've booked the tables, OK, in the restaurant. They're all having a big night out, all the staff. Christmas night out, as you do. As is you want at Christmas time. Have a bit of a celebration. And good, the bosses give you a couple of bob to go towards this. Well, they've decided, this company, this insurance giant, Unisys, has decided at the last minute to withdraw the Christmas party payment, saying the effects of the credit crunch have led to the decision. One employee said, it's always been a little bit of a perk. Some people had already decided to treat themselves by putting the money to a more expensive meal. Now they're faced with a decision to lose the deposit or pay for it. It goes on, I know a lot have already booked their tables and they're committing to paying for it. They go on, we know the times are hard, but they must have known this was the situation a few months ago. Too right they did. What's 20 quid? They'd already promised them 25 quid a few months ago. 20 quid each. Spokesman for the company said, like many other companies, in the current economic climate, we are being prudent with our expenses, and as such, we are unfortunately foregoing any company-funded Christmas events this year. Well, we've only got one thing to say to them. Scrooge! Coming up to Christmas. Scrooge! You're not telling me that you haven't got millions of pounds worth of profits that you can't even give a few bob at Christmas time to your employees, you Scrooge! Making my blood boil.
Dean's Rant, proven to reduce blood pressure and help calm the nerves. To be taken daily, ideally swallowed whole or with an occasional pinch of salt.
My rant of the day. Listen to this one. Have a listen to this. A tearaway was finally locked up yesterday, OK? After being arrested, get this one, 40 times this year. 40 times this year, OK? Just having my tea. I need a sip of tea. Because I'm going to get going on this one, I can tell. Magistrates described this person as a crime wave in himself. Right? The serial lout was given 8 months detention. Are you with me? Keep with me on this one. The hearing in front of a magistrate's court was told that when this person, when he was last arrested, because he's been arrested 40 times this year, OK? 40 times since January he's been arrested. They said the last time he was arrested, he'd drunk half a bottle of vodka. Keep up. And he was so drunk, right? He was so drunk, he needed hospital treatment. In court, he admitted robbery, 3 burglaries, assault, 3 thefts, can't even say it, and criminal damage charges. I'm getting myself worked up. Need to calm down. And he asked for 16 other offences to be considered, right? Robbery, burglaries, assault, theft, criminal damage, and ask for another 16 offences to be considered. Where would you find the time to commit these things? The police believe he was also responsible for rolling a bowling ball. You know, when you go 10-pin bowling, you know how heavy they are? Rolling a bowling ball towards an 11-year-old and asking the 11-year-old to kick it back. The innocent lad, thinking it was a football, took a huge swipe and broke his foot. I'm not surprised. The magistrate said to the lad who rolled the ball, "You have no regard for people or property. You're completely out of control." A police officer involved said in her 16-year career, she'd never taken such a person like this into custody. She said he's committed an horrific menu of crimes. Did you stick with me on that one? Here you go. This is why I'm ranting. Have a guess how old he is. He's 12! Oh, my God, what's the world coming to? Don't you just despair? He's a 12-year-old. He should be writing a letter to Santa Claus. Getting ready to hang up his stocking. Playing Subutio, having a kick around. Playing Lego. In bed by 9 o'clock. Instead, he's been arrested 40 times this year. Oh, it makes your blood boil.
Dean's Rant. Proven to reduce blood pressure and help calm the nerves. To be taken daily, ideally swallowed whole or with an occasional pinch of salt.
Ooh-wee. It's enough to drive you mad. But come Friday, it's time to feel good.
It's Feel Good Friday, and Dean is spreading the love. City Talk 105.9.
Oh, spreading the love. Now then, usually, of course, after I've done my news headlines, I have a bit of a rant, but on a Friday, because it's Feel Good Friday, weekend starts here. This is where you kickstart your weekend with The Sullivan Show. Getting you in the mood for the weekend ahead. Yes, Feel Good Friday. A bit of good news to put us in the mood. Get us off to a good start for the weekend. Two stories, actually, feeling good. The first one concerns two diehard Stoke City football fans. Didn't know Stoke City had any fans. Oh, no, I'm only joking. It's only a laugh. Don't be ringing up and complaining. Well, the weekend started off so badly for this cupboard because their beloved Stoke City were thumped 5-0 by Manchester United. So they were a bit down in the dumps. Anyway, but their misery quickly turned to joy, right? For the Potters fans, their names are Jackie and John, when they scooped a prize on the lottery. Do you do the lottery? Do you? I've only ever done the lottery once, the first time it ever happened. Did it once. And then I thought, no, I'm not doing this ever again. Supposed to be, you know, all the money going to charities, to good causes. No! Camelot! Make millions of pounds of profit for the shareholders. Don't get me going on that one. Anyway, this couple, they picked up the cheque at Stoke's ground. They were absolutely made up. The wife said, "It's not sunk in yet. 3 days ago, we had nothing. The only thing we really want to do is to go to the Maldives for our honeymoon." She says, "We got married in Sri Lanka, but we couldn't afford to go then." John, who's a warehouse boss, said that the couple from Stoke have no plans to splash out yet, but he's got his eye on a new motor car. They always say that, don't they? First thing they're going to get, new motor. Anyway, and don't forget as well, by the way, I wasn't having a go at the lottery. We know that they do fantastic work for charities, raise a lot of money. Fine. Point taken. Anyway, they are over the moon. They're popping the champagne corks, you know, having a laugh. Big smiles on their faces. Have a guess how much they won. Have a guess. £2.6 million. Can't be bad. Imagine that. They had nothing, and now they got £2.6 million. Another good news story. Office caretaker Jill Brown, she was the toast of her workmates yesterday after cleaning up on a lotto win for them. Now, Jill, she runs a syndicate at a housing association where she works, and all six of their numbers came up in Saturday's draw, right? And another ticket also struck it lucky. So the group share half of a huge jackpot, but it still means that each of the 23 syndicated members will pocket, wait for this. Imagine you get up in the morning, you go to work, and you've got like 3 and 6 in your pocket. And then the syndicate boss comes in and says, "We've scooped. You're going home with a cheque for £114,000. Can't be bad, can it? What is it for a pound steak? So good on them. They're all over the moon. She's the caretaker, the one who organises this syndicate. And she said, lucky Jill, she took a vacuum cleaner along yesterday as the staff picked up their massive cheque. She said, I've always said there's money in dirt. And this proves it. Good on you. So they're sharing £2.6 million, and that lucky couple in Stoke, they're sharing £2.6 million between themselves. Oh, it can't be bad. Makes you feel good. All that money, good on them. I wish them well to spend it.
Show with Dean Sullivan on City Talk 105.9.